Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome and good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist, crusader, ultra-mega patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes.
And we are so blessed to be able to share that on this show.
Yep.
There, especially with all the things going on out there. When a person hates a lie and can't stand the liars that just keep throwing it out in every direction around them,
right?
It just feels like a blessing to be able to speak the truth in this time.
Yes, it does. And who would have thought that speaking the truth would make you a public enemy?
No kidding.
Right? I mean, It is so true. And who was it? I want to say George Orwell. I believe it was him that said the first casualty in war is truth. But that's not the whole thing. I'll find it. But truth is under attack.
Oh, big time.
Uphold and defend the lie. So now Monochromatic Monday, black and white.
Yep.
And really the whole world is getting to the point where the gray is going away.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's either one where they're trying to make it as much gray as they can, but it's becoming the difference between the Christ and Antichrist spirits in the world are becoming as clearly
very
defined
stark
edges. Yep. as you can imagine.
That's right.
So, quite an amazing time to be alive. Hey, I wanted to mention, you know, our Christian... Christian Patriot Crusader Award that we gave last week to Michael Cassidy, who beheaded a monument to Satan inside the Iowa State Capitol building last week.
Hear, hear.
Yes, hear, hear. The Satanic Temple of Iowa is pressing charges, and Cassidy is facing fourth-degree criminal mischief. It's a misdemeanor. He could face up to one year in jail.
Mischief. Wow.
Well, immediately a legal defense fund was raised. All he needs is $20,000 right now. They hit it like almost immediately, within a couple hours. And Turning Point USA pledged $10,000 to his legal defense fund.
Hooray
and
for
the,
that.
Yeah, the other $10,000 just came in just like blinding speed.
Awesome.
Wham.
Awesome.
Yeah, so God bless him. That's just awesome.
Well, and that is appropriate. I hope that people that are listening to this show and to other shows that, you know, that have like big time types of money, you know, there are Christian believers out there that are just enormously blessed financially.
Right.
And this is a time when those people need to be stepping up. I'll
right.
tell you what, because cases like that, you know, this guy is going to take it upon himself, and well, praise God for him. Because that's how we all should be doing things right now. We all need to be taking a stand. But the thing is our opposition is all very, very well paid, very heavily funded through all of the blackest hearted people in the whole world. And so wouldn't it be nice that if the Christian patriots out there that are actually financially blessed in that kind of level, you know, would actually step up and start, you know, supporting some of these things because people need it. And you know, it says that God blesses you so you can be a blessing to others.
Right.
And so I would just really, you know, $10,000 is nothing to some of those people.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, that have like the huge incomes where even $1 million is nothing for them to sneeze at. So I pray that those blessed Christians will start to stand up and support some of this stuff because, you know, it really does need to be supported.
You know, it was just disgusting to see this Iowa state representative who apparently supposedly is a pastor and a Christian, basically saying that they have the right, they have the freedom of speech. You know, we can't deny their right, the Satan worshipers, to have a temple, a monument or a altar or whatever you want to call it in the state capitol. He's like, that's just not, you know, how we're supposed to be as Christians. You know, we should take action, but it should be prayer. Well, you know what? Sometimes prayer needs to be followed up with action.
That's right.
And, you know, that's one of the problems with the milquetoast Christians is their solution to everything is prayer and only prayer. Prayer, yes, but you also have to be moved to action sometimes.
Right.
And, you know, they'll sit there and they'll pray while satanic monuments are put up all around them, and they're holding abortions now and calling it child sacrifices under these satanic rituals. And I mean, it's not going to, this is not the edge of as far as they're going to go.
Right.
If you don't put your foot down, if you don't push back, if you don't stop them, how far they've gone now, it's not the end game.
Right. And we've seen that over and over
in
multiple different fronts, especially with the LGBT community.
And you know, who cares what those people think anyway, that, you know, you speak against taking action against something so vile, is that here's the thing. God is going to drop the hammer on this nation if we don't repent.
That's right.
And if we allow evil to reign and don't stand against it, those naysayers will not be able to protect us from God's wrath.
That's right.
You know, so anyway.
Well, yeah. And it's true. And we don't want to be afraid to stand up and do something about it, because like Jesus described, you know, so many pastors want to say, you don't get involved, don't be political, just strictly focus on the Lord. That is not biblical at all,
right.
Not in any sense of the words, because we saw Jesus out there confronting you know, things that were going on with leadership. We saw John the Baptist out there very, very directly pointing out immoral things that leaders were doing.
Right.
If this was not something that the Lord expects us to do, Jesus would not have commended John the Baptist as being the greatest man under the lowest angel in heaven.
That's right.
And so, you know, we clearly have examples all throughout the Bible where the prophets of God, where the apostles, the disciples, all sorts of, you know, tons and tons of references of people standing up to evil and knocking it down.
If Jesus were alive today, they'd be charging him with criminal mischief for knocking over the money-changing tables.
Yeah, right.
And there'd be a pastor there saying he totally disagrees with, you know, these violent actions and right. and taking these right. matters like this. I mean, he should have just prayed.
Right. Well, and so, boy, we've got a lot to get to today. And
yeah.
And it's all about truth. It's all about freedom of speech. You know, the Word of God is where all of these laws and rights that we have truly come from to begin with.
Right.
So what we're covering here today, it's biblical, and can't wait to get to it.
I know it. It's going to be great. So let's get to the Word of the Day.
Okay.
The random turning of the day.
All right. Random turning to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19, which read under the title, Suffering for God's Glory. Well, imagine that.
Oh, right. There you go.
Well, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anybody suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God, And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. And that's it.
Right on.
And that is super exciting.
Oh, my.
Because
Patriot Crusader Michael Cassidy comes to mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is something that we read for the Word of the Day last week as well, that if you suffer for Christ, you reign with Christ.
That's right.
And so if you go back to 1 Peter chapter 3, it kind of elaborates a little bit more. And let me just read this to you, because this is perfectly applicable and applies here as well. And it's, I'm sorry, chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 18 through 25. Listen to this. It says, "Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is commendable if, because of conscience towards God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it if, when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth? Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return? When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on a tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." And so that's a solid statement right there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
this is not for the weak Christians. This is not for
right.
the people that, you know, they call themselves Christians, but they don't walk in their faith.
Right.
And this is for the real Christians that because they believe what they read, they walk their faith.
Yeah.
And so the fact that, you know, where it says, but when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God, because it's wrongful suffering on his behalf.
Right.
And so that's the whole point. That's a crown waiting for you if you suffer on his behalf.
Yes.
And like it says, if you suffer for Christ, you will reign with Christ.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Woohoo!
Suffering for doing righteousness.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah, there's a reward for that. So, and you know, we're going to see a lot more of it. You know, there's no doubt. By the way, that Michael Cassidy, he's a pilot. He's a Naval Reserve instructor pilot.
Wow.
And a test pilot.
Well, that's where he gets his chutzpah.
Yes.
Those people have guts.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, you've got to have some nerve, really.
No kidding. Well, God bless him. I'm just thrilled to see somebody on our side stepping up and acting like, you know, like they actually have some spine.
Oh, and I don't have that article pulled up with that apparently pastor Christian legislator in Iowa, but one of the things that he said that just came to mind, he said, it's not our place to force our religion on others. That's the response to destroying a satanic idol in our capital.
Brother.
Allowing a satanic idol to be placed in your state capital is them forcing their so-called religion
on us.
On everybody else.
Yep.
And bringing God's wrath against the entire state.
Right.
And surrounding states. I mean, I wouldn't want to be, I can't imagine what the blast radius is going to be if somebody didn't stand against that.
Right. Well, and that's the thing too, is God offers us the choice to love him or not.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between offering a choice to love him or pushing and celebrating the opposition just because that is a choice as well.
Right.
You know, I mean, that doesn't justify it, that just because you have a choice to love him or not, meaning that you're going to go ahead and you know, promote all of this other stuff, that's another choice.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, okay, so the word of the day, what was that again? That was 1 John.
The word of the day was 1 Peter.
Peter.
You were close.
Yes.
1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I read through 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John and 1st and 2nd Peter this weekend.
Yep.
So I got them both kind of blurred together, but okay, got it. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
and
God.
Before we take a break, we've got the Christmas holiday joke of the day.
Yes, we
and,
do.
And today is, well, this is Lady Liberty's turn.
Right. Oh, no, it's actually your turn. I've done the last two.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay, well, I'm
going
to make up for lost time. Okay, I've got it. I've got it right here. Why was the letter E the only letter to get Christmas gifts?
Boy, I don't know.
Because all of the other letters were naughty, not E.
Shame on them.
That's right. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break then. The segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending. We're changing people's lives. I've been able to bring some Republicans along on parts of my plan. But the fact is, Republicans in Congress are still in the grip of the ultra-MAGA agenda.
Welcome back, Christian Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you out of Spokane on this fine Christmas week. And everybody's getting ready for the holidays. It's very exciting. It's very cool. And I want to thank you guys we would both like to thank you guys who have stepped up to help support us, keep us on the air, and help us cover the airtime and all of the other costs associated with doing this show. And we are listener-supported almost completely, almost overwhelmingly listener-supported. If you would like to support us and help keep us on the air, keep us going, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab there, and find out the different ways that you can support us in any amount. Set up a recurring payment for $5 a month, $10, $20 a month. We're very appreciative. Well, Lady Liberty, here we are, segment two. We've got several things lined up, actually.
That's right, everyone, and welcome back to Monochromatic Monday, where
yes,
the truth of God is black and white. We had a listener post on our channel this excellent Rumble video about how the Washington Secretary of State is now contracting through a community college an AI application that goes through social media posts talking about election interference.
Yes.
And declaring them untrue and must be removed. And so the fact that the Washington Secretary of State is actually using an AI-based freedom of speech limiter.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Very, very interesting. Now, we are still working to try to verify this information, and this is coming from the informed voter.
The educated electors.
There we go. So they're the ones that produced this, and they describe the video. The video description reads, an inside look at the AI-generated, logically the AI generated logically reports which label people with election concerns as a threat and claim it's all just misinformation.
Right. And the name of the AI company is called Logically, and it's UK based. And so it's only going to be utilized from now until the end of December 2024. So they are,
that's right,
they are strictly targeting the 2024 election with AI in this.
In the video, they show the reports and they provide receipts of their censorship efforts.
And copies of emails exchanged.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we're going to post a link to, well, it's already posted on the Morning Commute. We will repost that in resources on the Morning Commute Telegram channel. So,
So the title of this Rumble video that I encourage all of you to go and view if you can, it's titled Washington Secretary of Surveillance and Logically Reports Exposed. And it sounds kind of strange just because the name of the company Logically kind of throws off the sentence structure.
Yes.
But that is the title of this video on Rumble. And so listen now to a short clip of that.
The Washington Secretary of State's office is now being referred to as the Secretary of Surveillance by some Washington voters. And while it may sound like a joke, it's actually quite accurate. Let me explain. A couple of years ago, the Secretary of State's office started a new department within the office called Information Security and Response. And sure, it sounds like an important matter and something we may need to protect our elections, right? But the problem is the department is focusing on combating misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation, also known as MDM. Early on, this was accomplished through flagging social media posts containing information that they disagreed with and sending them to CIS and EIISIC or directly to the platforms for escalation with the social media companies. And their goal was to get the posts removed and in some instances get the user banned.
Here's an actual email sent to CIS from someone at the Washington Secretary of State's office identifying posts that they want removed. The email says the tweets below allege that the election in Washington was rigged or that vote by mail was implemented to benefit Democrats. There's no evidence to back any of these claims. Then it goes on to list 21 links to posts that they want removed. This is from someone at the Secretary of State's office, and they're also copying the emails to others in the office as well as the Information Security and Response Director and staff. Here's the reply from CIS. Thank you for submitting your misinformation report to the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. We have received it and have all the information we need to move forward. If you've already reported directly to the social media platform, please let us know so we can link the two reports together. We have already forwarded your report to our partners, the CISA, who will send it to the DHS to follow up with the platforms or just bully them into removing it, and the Election Integrity Partnership at Stanford University, who will analyze the report to determine if it's part of a larger disinformation effort. We will update you when we hear something, and if we don't hear anything, we will call them back every 24 hours to nag them about it. Then it goes on to say that people can report these things themselves to the various agencies and list several contacts to do so, including emails for the FBI, Facebook, Twitter, Google, TikTok, Nextdoor, and Snapchat. They also offer a guide which gives step-by-step instructions on how to effectively report and remove social media posts of American citizens.
Man. You know, the communists in East Germany, this is like,
they would be proud.
This, absolutely. This is the stuff that would make the Stasi envious.
Yep.
And tyrannous regimes around the world. This is just absolutely, they are going full court press on this next election.
Exactly. I'm guessing that it is probably pandemic across Secretary of States in all of the Democrat-run states in America, because lo and behold, Georgia's Secretary of State cancels an already scheduled public meeting on the 2020 recount fraud. And it was already scheduled. They're going to review evidence, and the Secretary of State just up and cancels it.
Yeah.
Oh, of course they did. So is this what we're going to start seeing the next trend being, that the secretaries of all of these Democrat-run states are going to start targeting individuals who speak freely about election fraud, because there's a ton of election fraud.
Exactly.
And so instead of letting a court review evidence, now they're just going to prosecute or try to persecute people who are talking about it.
Yep, this is the social media is how citizens can communicate and do an end run around the government. I mean, it's not controlled by your big, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC. So this is the citizen's voice, and so it has to be attacked, and that's exactly what they're doing, just like they did since they've been doing this since at least 2020.
Right, and here's why. Check this out. Fox News ran a poll, and basically, Donald Trump wins hands down. The stats here are that Donald Trump has 69%, DeSantis has 12%, Nikki Haley has 9%, Ramaswamy 5%, Chris Christie 2%, and Asa Hutchinson. Who is Asa Hutchinson?
He's down
there at 1%. I guess his family is all for him.
Yay.
And so this is exactly why the Secretary of States are starting to come out of the woodwork right now and start doing all this bizarre stuff like going through community colleges and having the college contract with this UK firm that is using AI.
Right, Stanford University. They're going to go through and they're going to determine if this is part of a larger misinformation, disinformation, or malinformation effort. And of course, you know what the determination is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Of course it is part of it. So, flag it.
Right. And let me just remind everyone, the First Amendment reads, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
That's right. And this is exactly what they're doing, is stifling the citizens' ability to communicate.
That's right.
Well, guys, you be safe out there. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute. We'll be right here. Join us.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.